this showdown had been simmering for weeks. 11 underpopulated and mostly highly rated Dallas schools were slated for closure. The district says consolidation can save it $11.5 million, and it has little choice after severe state funding cuts. Before the meeting even began, hundreds of protesters from City Park Elementary and other schools rallied outside and carried banners. Inside the jam-packed auditorium, dozens of speakers passionately plead their case, none more directly than activist Joyce Foreman.
Wake up, people. Find a better mousetrap. You can find money somewhere else. Are you asleep? Are you sick? Or what? I don't care who don't like what I say. We do not want any of these schools closed.
Foreman later chants, no justice, no peace. When she sees some trustee seats empty, she waits. Then Board President Lou Blackburn returns.
Security, I would like you to escort Ms. Joyce Foreman out of this meeting right now. We will not have disorder in this meeting.
Amid the mayhem, DISD security removed Foreman while trustees retreat to their empty boardroom. The meeting continues, with most of the audience now shut out, but they're able to watch by closed-circuit TV. Speaker Laura Chavez argues to keep Bonham Elementary open. Javier Gonzalez speaks for O.M. Roberts.
On a rare occasion, you find school staff members devoted to making everyday differences. This school goes beyond that occasion.
When I graduated O.M. Roberts, I went straight to Long Middle School, having hopes of having such a caring family as in my previous school, but to my surprise, it was nothing like it. The feeling of connection was not present in that school. If you break that bond, DISD board members, not only would a school be gone, but a family torn apart by the destruction.
The pleas fail to persuade. Board member Mike Morath's comments are similar to those of most other trustees. Keep the 11 schools open at a cost of millions of dollars or close them. Move the students to newer schools with better resources and save some teacher jobs.
It is these buildings, the electricity we spend on them, the administrators that are in them, the maintenance costs that are there. Do we believe that that is more important to the future of our education than the 171 teachers that we will have to get rid of? The answer for me, ultimately, is that it's not about the building. It's about the teachers in the building.
The vote to close the schools, to consolidate, is 6-2. Only Adam Medrano and Lou Blackburn reject consolidation. Carla Ranger does not vote. No campus is spared, not the exemplary or recognized schools, not the blue ribbon winner, Bonham Elementary. Teachers from all these campuses will now go into a pool, hoping some principal will pick them next year. Pre-K teacher Rogelio Garcia is among them.
Well, I have to start looking for a job now. I just got fired. I've been put into a general pool. If I have to apply to another school, it means I've just been terminated. You know, 50-50 chance, I'll be in DISD.
That's if they want to hire him, says Garcia. 2 years ago, he won a National Teaching Award, considered the Oscars of teaching, for outstanding work at his longtime DISD school. Now he says he does not want to teach in the Dallas system anymore. He concludes, I have to look out for the best interests of my child. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.